You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Actually, I had on my list of topics today, how soon is too soon to play Christmas music?
Is that Michael Bublé?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Apparently, we are in Christmas season officially now. I don't have to.
Yeah, it's after Thanksgiving.
You decorated your house already too, man.
Yeah, you went early.
Totally decked out.
You went early.
You got totally your Christmas tree yet?
I do have my Christmas tree.
Is it natural or fake?
It's real, Michael.
All right.
I have a fake one up. I've had the same fake one for 20 years.
That's so
and this
cold.
Is how stupid I am.
It's so benign. So
I love, Michael, I love the smell
yes.
in the room.
I have a really good, like, high-end fake tree.
Yeah.
So much so.
It's a silver or green?
Green.
Okay. That is so LA, by the way. Okay. I have a great fake tree.
But this is one of the reasons why you get a fake tree. Is it's easier maintenance-wise, but this tree is so realistic that I still have pine needles all over the house.
Wow.
No, come on.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you.
You sprinkle them or something?
No, if you walk, when I carried the tree into the house, like 35 needles fall on
the
floor.
That's how old it is. I need to change it.
I know, but it looks good. It's like perfect size. It's like 15 feet tall.
15 feet?
Yeah, and it's like perfectly symmetrical.
Wow,
it's
you
really
got those
good.
High ceilings? You live in a mansion or something?
You know, of course. It's not as good as yours, but I'm getting close.
So one thing I wanted to, actually two more I carry things I wanted to get to. First of all, there you go. So she sang at the Macy's Day Parade. I don't know if you saw it or not, John.
I did not.
I happened to be watching live.
Was she on a float?
She was standing there in front of Macy's, and she was doing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay.
Some TikToker was there, and they took a video from sort of behind Mariah Carey. On her side of the street looking across, and you could see gigantic letters. There was a the lines were all written out on a prompter for her, so she couldn't even remember the words to her own Christmas song and needed the prompter to be able to sing them. That's reminiscent of Ireland. You always tell the line about Sinatra, who couldn't remember his lines when he was singing.
And had a teleprompter with giant size font, like
well,
right in front of
there.
It.
Mariah's
I did it.
There. Yep.
Line. My way. Yeah, it was bad.
And All I Want for Christmas Is You makes about $2.5 million every year for Mariah Carey.
Why?
She has made more than $72 million just from this one song.
How does she make
it? We only need to write one song?
One
song. Let's do it.
Okay, Mace, I hear that, but how do they keep track?
Oh, Michael, what am I, like some sort of scientist? I don't
know. You know the radio business?
The radio business, because it comes back and it's number one on every radio station. It's the number one record in the country right now.
So how do they know who's playing it and how often? That's what I can't figure out, you know.
Billboard, sound scan. There's like a lot of answers.
There's some radio station in Topeka we're playing. Who's monitoring that?
Well, I think there's got to be a way to electronically
measure
monitor
streaming
how often,
numbers
yeah.
and all that. Mm. I mean, we're down
right.
in the weeds now.
So, hey, make the argument your Ohio friends are making that Ohio State should go to the playoff instead of USC.
It's five words. We play in a better conference.
All right. Here's
that's six words, by the way.
Yeah. Here's where their argument falls flat. All you can do is play the schedule in front of you.
Correct.
All right. USC did that, and they won every game except one. And they lost by 1 point on the road at night to a nationally ranked team.
Yep.
Ohio State got Michigan at home with a trip to the conference title game on the line. And not only did they lose, they lost by 20 at home to their arch rival. You can't lose by 20 at home to your arch rival, not even go to your conference championship game and make the argument you can be in the playoff. I'll tell you when I'll let Ohio State in, if USC loses. But if USC beats Utah on Friday night, this is no argument. This is no discussion. Ohio State lost by 20 at home. Now, if they would have lost on a last-second field goal, maybe we could have this conversation. But you can't lose by 20 at home with a trip to your conference title game on the line and then make the argument we played in a better conference. Yeah, you didn't even make it to your conference championship game.
And by the way, a very, very underrated part of this story is that there are six Pac-12 teams in the top 25 right now.
Yeah,
there
I'm not so sure the Pac-12 is worse than the Big Ten this year.
Yeah, I think the Pac-12 may be better than the Big Ten this year. They've got three ranked teams, and the Pac-12 has six ranked teams. The Pac-12 is great top to bottom and a great super team at the top. Michael, do you see any chance Ohio State stays in front of USC in the college football playoff poll?
No, not if USC wins out. They will go in. Although the Big Ten Conference has tougher competition amongst themselves. They cannibalize each other.
Yeah, but keep this in mind.
That's the old Pac-12 argument.
Ohio State can't even win their conference because they didn't qualify for the championship. They have no more games left.
Yeah, but if USC, and plus, isn't it better for the Final Four to have a West Coast team to expand the audience?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a great desire. Remember, the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't necessarily do things in a linear way. Like, you can go from number six to number four. You can go from number five to number three. There's no reason why you have to just move up one. I think that USC may be number three in this poll that comes out tomorrow night.
I do, too, because TCU, even though they haven't lost, hasn't played the schedule that USC has. And, you know, if you want to put TCU ahead of USC because they're undefeated, I guess I can live with that. But there's no way you put Ohio State in front of USC. None.
It's time to expand to eight anyway.
Well, it sounds like that's where they're heading.
Yeah, but that's 5 years down the road, they say.
I think it's 2 years down the road. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. And, of course, that's coming the same time as USC goes to the Big Ten and UCLA goes to the Big Ten. By the way, is the state trying to stop UCLA from going to the Big Ten still?
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to be able to. I think that UCLA's going and they may extract their pound of flesh and get some money out of them, but I don't think they can stop the move. I mean, that's what I'm hearing privately, that they just don't have the juice to pull it off. So
yeah, I think
it may cost UCLA some money.
Maneuver.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Let me do this. Thank you. Justin Verlander meeting with the Dodgers today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, it is interesting.
He's 40.
He's 40.
Same thing.
It's not. Believe
me. Really?
You know it's not.
He's not too old?
No. No. Okay. He just won a Cy Young Award.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what the Dodgers are going to do in terms of their pitching. Starting rotation, if you think about it, they're going to ultimately, they've got Kershaw, they've got Urias, they've got Gonsolin, and they've got May. Those four guys, which is a pretty strong
rotation.
Is
Buehler out for the whole year?
Buehler's out for the year.
Okay.
Yeah, Buehler will not come back next year. So the idea of signing Justin Verlander as a stopgap does make sense for me. But the one thing that we've been talking about, and people were upset that Cody Bellinger was a non-tender and Justin Turner, they didn't pick up his option and all that stuff. What has happened is the Dodgers have got $100 million now below the luxury tax threshold. They can actually make one of these really big deals and still stay under the luxury tax threshold, which apparently is important to them to reset the tax. You guys know how that works. You get under it for a year and then you reset it so you don't pay four times the amount, all that kind of stuff next year. So I think the Dodgers are big game hunting. If I tell you Justin Verlander or Jake DeGrom, who do you want?
Wow. Both come with significant injury risk.
Yep.
I think DeGrom would be more expensive than Verlander.
Would want a longer-term deal.
Right, which plays into it. If I could get Verlander to do a one-year deal, I'll overpay him for 1 year. 1 year, $40 million. You think he'd do it?
Done. Now, will he do it is another question.
Yeah.
And what is the market going to bear, right?
Because if he's got 1 year, 40, or 3 years, 90, I think he takes the three. Don't you?
Yeah, I think he probably does take the three. It is
because it's $90 million guaranteed versus $40 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is, you know, 20, I mean, he's been so friggin' good and won the Cy Young Award this year. threw 175 innings this year for the how about that? And a
Steve Carlton used to do 300.
Well, oh yeah, a lot of guys used to do 300.
Well, there used to be a lot of 20 game winners in baseball.
How many wins did Verlander get this year?
18 and 4, .175 ERA.
Jeez.
Well, really, really good.
And then, Michael,
40.
We get Kate Upton at the games, which is very L.A., if we can get her to show up.
They still together?
Together. They're married.
What's the over-under on that?
Well,
I'll take the over.
Yeah, hopefully
I
forever. They
love.
Have kids.
Come on. I believe
love.
In love.
Oh, please.
So do I. But you know, these
you think, she'd be with him if he was an accountant?
Do you think every famous person is only about money and power and fame?
I mean, look at the Bradys. We thought they had the perfect marriage, the perfect setup, the great athlete and the great model. Look what happened to them.
Yeah, it sounds like they went a great way out of their way to keep that private, that they were. Because I don't think – do you think it was the coming out of retirement, or was it there had been problems a long time?
I think that in the case of both of them, Giselle thought, I've made a lot of sacrifices for this family, and you've made none.
Mm-hmm.
And then you retire and then decide to go back. This isn't an equal partnership. I'm out.
What is the is there a comp out there? Who's the athlete model that's lasted 20 years? Can you think of any? Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe didn't.
No, they did
Tom
not.
Tom and Giselle broke up.
This is a great question.
20-year marriage to four or five kids. Model.
Athlete marriage.
World-famous
model. Always ask Google.
Yeah. Has that ever worked?
I'm trying to think. Or like an actress.
Yeah, are you an actress?
Yeah.
Athlete and actress.
Yeah, you're like, who was it? Halle Berry was married to Dave Justice and it flamed out.
Beckham and Spice Girl are still going strong.
Yeah, they're still going. That's a good one.
Andy Roddick and Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, yeah, that's still going strong. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been about 10, 12
but
years.
But you're right. These are exceptions.
Will they see their golden anniversary, Amanda, 50 years? What do you think?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Mace does. Mace is a romantic.
Mason doesn't think anyone will ever break up.
I am a romantic. Yeah. I believe in love. there we go.
By the way, Captain Tennille broke up.
They got back together at the end.
No, they didn't get back together. She just was nice to him before he... Didn't he pass away?
Yeah, he passed away. And she
came
bedside.
And visited.
Yeah. It was a sympathy kiss.
Yeah, that is a good question. What... I guess
whenever two famous people are dating, it's always a miracle that it lasts.
Yeah, but this.
Yeah, like Paul Newman was the exception. Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward.
Yeah,
and
they were classic.
Wasn't Nancy Reagan an actress before Ronald Reagan?
Yeah,
married
Nancy Reagan was an actress.
Nancy Davis, I think her name was
Nancy Davis. Yeah,
but she had no competition. Reagan hung out with a monkey.
Bonzo.
Bonzo,
yeah.
Exactly. All right, coming up next for you, Anthony Davis talking about a tribute video in Gnarlands and worst weekend Thanksgiving at the box office in history.
Really?
We'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, and we go to Victor Villa in Eagle Rock. Victor, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. Woo! Can't wait.
Awesome, man. Well, you got a pair of tickets to see Rams-Raiders next Thursday night at SoFi Stadium, plus a crack at $1 million if you can give us the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. What do you got, Victor?
I got Buffalo 31, San Francisco 49ers 28.
Ooh, that'd be a good game.
So
okay.
Victor Villa, Eagle Rock, Buffalo 31, San Francisco 28. Thanks a lot for playing along, man. We appreciate you.
Speaking of tickets, Oops. Speaking of tickets, Mace, anybody got you, Jorge, Amanda, anybody listening to my voice now, I got a friend who wants to come to the game tonight. I got two tickets, nobody to give them to for Indiana.
Get out of here.
Really?
It's a good game. It's going to be an entertaining game tonight. Indiana's a fun team to watch. Amanda's not interested. She's just back there yawning. She has no idea.
Amanda's yawning.
Yeah, Jorge, you always got friends, Jorge. Boys. What about you? Got anybody you want to bring to the game tonight? To be nice as a friend, no?
No, Brenda and I are doing something tonight.
Where's Carlo? Wants him.
Don't you have a friend you can give him to?
Carlo,
I've got
a friend I can give him to.
You do?
Carlo,
all right.
Carlo, you want him? Oh, Carlo,
he puts
wants
a thumbs up. He's got a thumbs up.
All right, Carlo, you're in.
Carlo, excellent. Just give me
the thanks for the invite, by the way, Michael. Appreciate it.
But Greg, you were the. You could have spoke up.
I can't go. I can't go anyway.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, a friend of yours could have used him, but Carlo will use him. Carlo, just give me.
Go ahead, Carlo.
Carlo, give me your friend's name and cell, and I'll send it to him.
What's his name and cell? All right, we'll get.
Oh, Carlo's using him.
He's
going to
go.
Yeah, Carlo's using him.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, we got that ticket exchange over with.
Yeah, why not? I wouldn't want tickets to go to waste.
It's nice to do, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want them to go to waste.
Like, I had a ticket for the last San Antonio game. They went unused. Nobody asked for them.
Oh, are you kidding me? Well, if you ever are in that situation, I've got tons of friends who would definitely take them off your hands, man.
I'll think of you.
All right.
You want to get your Rams tickets?
No, I don't want to go to no Rams game. The traffic is a hell going. Only if I could park next to Sean McVay is the only reason, the only way I'll go.
So, Michael, here's a question for you. All right. I think you were going to answer this differently than Mason would answer it. You know that this year we're going to be in Dallas for Christmas.
Yeah.
And because of a quirk in the schedule, we're actually going to fly in the night of the 23rd because we play it. Now, Christmas Eve, night of the 24th, okay, we play the Mavs day of the 25th. Mm-hmm. Night of the 24th, Eagles at Cowboys in Dallas.
Yep.
If I can get two tickets, will you go with me?
Heck no.
Why not?
Why not?
It's Jerry World.
Jerry World's like an hour away from our hotel.
I'll get us a car.
Can I sit in the suite with Jerry?
No. We're outside and it might be cold.
Yeah, right. You didn't see no black people live. It's going to be outside and cold. And I'll just sit. I'll be like Stu. I'll be in my room with my blankets on the floor and my sheets on the floor and 80 degrees temperature in my room, Mace.
Oh,
you see what I'm dealing with here,
Mace?
Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
No way.
That's a great game, Michael.
Oh, it is.
Eagles at Cowboys could be an NFC Championship game preview.
I'll be right next to Stu in his room and watching the game.
Wow.
Man.
Are you going to go, John?
Well, tickets. What do you guys think good tickets cost for that game?
$1,000.
Take a shot. All right, Mace, what do you think?
Good tickets. Probably $1,000.
$800. I can get a good ticket for $800.
That's good.
But you know me.
Yeah.
I'm going to work a deal.
Would you go alone?
That's a good question.
It's a long way.
By the way, I felt really weird at the Dodgers playoff games this year, the two of them that they had, being sitting by myself. I had a weird time.
I would find someone to go with me. Someone in our travel.
It's not like Trudell going to a movie. Like, I go to movies by myself all the time. I go into a game by yourself is kind of weird. People look at you.
Trudell will go with you. By the way, tell these people what you're going to do in Denver when it's freezing.
Oh, okay. So, Denver, Mace, the Chargers play the Broncos like right after New Year's in Denver.
Yep.
And that, like, six of us are going.
And freezing weather.
Why not? It'll be fun. We'll be in Denver at, watching the Chargers and the Broncos in probably 25, 30-degree weather.
Yep. Boy, who's worse, the Broncos or the Rams? It is really close. Well, it's a photo finish.
This will be Chargers, so it won't be that bad. But I think the Broncos and Rams play this year, right?
Broncos and Rams play on Christmas Day. Juan's dad is going to be here for that game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Battle of 3-11 teams or whatever the hell it's going to be. That's a showdown.
Anytime Bryce Perkins and Russell Wilson go toe-to-toe, you got to be there.
Hey, right on. All right.
All right, so wait, what are you going to do? Juan's dad's a Broncos fan, right?
Yep.
You have two tickets. You giving yours up?
No, we're buying tickets.
Oh, you're getting two more.
Yeah, we're going to get two more, so we can all go. And by the way, the price is falling on those tickets right now.
I would think.
The price is becoming more reasonable every day.
I would think.
All right, so Anthony Davis, on Friday after the Spurs game, he was excited that Lonnie Walker got his own video tribute.
Yeah, Lonnie Walker's been playing great.
He's been fantastic. And he says, and Anthony Davis says, he would like one from the Pelicans. Here you go.
Wait, well, what's he meant to you guys so far?
He
man. He's been unbelievable for us on both ends of the floor. Came out hot. Obviously, first time back at home. You know, probably a little emotional for him. Gave him a tribute. Wish I had one of those, you know. But you know, it's good to always play back in your old team city and play well. And he played well and get a win. So you know, it's good that, you know, he played well tonight. It's good that they, you know, gave him a tribute and celebrated him tonight. And you know, he's been great for us all season.
So obviously, Anthony Davis left New Orleans on much different terms than Lonnie Walker for left.
Come on, Pelican.
San Antonio.
Who is that?
That's
Tony Montana.
That's Tony Montana.
Scarface.
What's he saying the Pelicans for?
He's watching a movie.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we don't actually know why he says Pelicans, but it's just funny. AD, can he expect a video tribute anytime soon, or did he drag the team for so long that he's just despised there?
Well, I remember when Shaq left the Lakers, and keep in mind, the Lakers traded him, okay?
Right.
It was the Lakers' decision to move Shaq. And when he came back that first Christmas, got the crap boot out of him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And and then 2 years later, when Shaq walked into, back then was called Staples Center, he was a god.
They didn't give him a tribute video the first time back in Miami?
And now
they did not.
And now, well, they may have. I don't remember, but I just remember he got booed.
Yeah.
Jared Goff got a tribute video at SoFi Stadium this
yeah, but nobody cares about Jared Goff.
Yeah, but I mean.
That was like, Ram fans were like, oh, thank God we got rid of that guy. Will Anthony Davis, they say time heals all wounds.
3 years long. You do it when he first come back, not 3 years
later. Yeah, you don't do it 3 years later. No. Like, we're over it.
Well,
yeah,
okay, exactly. How about this, Michael?
Not us.
He holds almost every Pelican team record. Retire his number?
No, they're not going to do that. He left too soon. It's 7 years there, he was there, I believe.
That's a lot.
No, he won't. Besides Zion or somebody will pass that if they stay healthy.
Isn't Shaq's number retired in Orlando? Numbers?
Yeah, but Shaq won titles here. So he was the reason why they won titles. So
Orlando?
Yeah, no, I don't think
no, he didn't.
I don't think they retired his jersey in Orlando. He left there on bad terms. So they should, but I don't think he has.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Only there for 4 years, too.
It'd be a nice thing for the Pelicans to do.
To retire his number?
Yeah.
Maybe they will.
Or to give him a tribute, either one. No, but.
Yeah, I mean, time does heal all. I mean, at some point, New Orleans will look back and say Anthony Davis is a good player. Although he didn't really have any, you know, he didn't get him to the playoffs at any point.
He did so once. Got to the second round.
Did they make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
he averaged like 40 a game.
And they swept Portland, right?
Yeah, they swept Portland and got swept by the Warriors.
Right. Yeah, he was the best player they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think it's possible. He could
retire his number. Yes, possibly he could do that.
I think it's possible.
Right. So let me pivot here. The box office, movie box office, normally I contribute to it. This year I got the RSV, and so I didn't get to go to the movies. But it was the worst Thanksgiving weekend at the box office in history. And
even worse than the year we were all shut down by COVID?
Well, let's see. This week represented 52% of the unadjusted gross from 2019. So,
which was the COVID year, right?
Which was the 2019 was the non-COVID
okay.
year.
Okay. So non-COVID year, this is the worst that's ever been.
Correct.
The movies are horrible.
Black Panda, Wakanda Forever is great. I saw it. It's fantastic.
Michael has a thought about Wakanda that's interesting. What is it?
I'll never live there. No internet, no indoor plumbing, and all they do is fight and kill each other with swords and spears. Does that sound like a peaceful life to you?
That really is not the Wakanda I know. Greg,
every time I see
not
the preview,
missing the point of Wakanda?
They are very off on Wakanda. Wakanda has more technology than...
Yeah, Wakanda is the most technologically advanced country on the planet.
So you got plenty of internet, don't worry.
Are these Black Panther movies set in modern time, or is it...
Modern time. Okay.
Oh, so they got all electricity and all that stuff.
There's a
force
field.
Yeah, they got all that stuff.
They've got force field. Okay, yeah. I'm wrong.
They've got vibranium, which is this magical substance.
But aren't they fighting all the time and killing each other? War?
People are trying to fight them.
Yeah, see,
they're not starting wars. Yeah. They're like a peaceful. The Wakandans are very, very peaceful.
And they're always being invaded.
Yeah, well, no, they're not always being invaded. They've been invaded just in this newest one and in the one movie.
Right, in two movies they were
invaded. Yeah, but otherwise they're very peaceful. Nothing ever happens there.
Yeah.
You can't find it.
No, it doesn't even show up on maps.
Oh, it's like Atlantis.
It is. It's a little bit like Atlantis, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Number two is Strange World, which is a Disney animated film that completely tanked. It did $11.9 million. The budget was $135 million. So that's a monster miss.
That's a Jake Gyllenhaal movie, right?
Strange World?
Yeah.
It's an animated film. Is it Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, I think it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Number three is Glass Onion. Did you guys ever see Knives Out?
I did.
Yeah, it's a sequel to Knives Out. It did really well, $15 million. Devotion was a fighter pilot set in the Korean War.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
That one did no business at all.
Not really.
5 days, $9 million. Huh. It's just, I think, especially for some of these more adult titles, I think that we're witnessing sort of the grown-ups don't go to the movies as much as they used to.
What about
it's
violent?
Hard to get adult human beings into a movie theater.
What about violent night?
Yeelin' hello.
There it is.
Jake Gyllenhaal. That's how you actually say Gyllenhaal. Yeelin' hello.
To help you with it, it is actually Yeelin' hello.
Yeah, we're not going to call
Yeelin' hello.
There it is.
Yeelin' hello.
Yeelin' hello. Yeah, no, Michael, you were saying about violence?
Yeah, you see that movie with the Santa one, The Violent Night or something like that? You see
that one? I mean, that looks fun.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to see that?
Did you ever see Bad Santa?
No, man, I can't get into that kind of stuff.
Oh, come on, Bad Santa you would love, Michael.
What, just being a mean Santa?
Yeah, being a, how would you describe
being a crass Santa?
Yeah.
A crass Santa, there you go.
Like telling kids to bleep off and stuff like that?
Billy Bob Thornton plays the Bad Santa.
That's a funny movie, though.
He's drunk the entire time as Santa.
Oh, Santa?
Yeah.
This looks more like Michael, to your point, this looks more like a kind of a horror.
Yeah. He's killing people.
Christmas movie.
He's killing bad guys, but yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town, and you don't want to see him.
Right.
if he's coming to town, stay away. All right. Coming up next for you, this has come up a few times. The Bills-Lions game on Thanksgiving Day was preempted at the very end in Houston. And also what Saudi Arabia's soccer players are going to get for beating Argentina at the World Cup. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, we shifted straight into Christmas. Couple of tweets. Bill Russ tweets, Glass Onion, Ticket to Paradise, which is the Julia Roberts, George Clooney movie, and The Menu were good. I saw The Menu. The Menu is really fun. It's Ralph Fiennes. It's very good. R2 the Iggy writes, come on, you guys, get someone on the show that actually pays attention to baseball if you're going to talk about it. Verlander's contract ask has been reported, well reported, 3 years, $140 million. Mm. The Dodgers are not going to pay him that.
Yeah, and if it's 3-140, I wouldn't want the Dodgers.
No, I wouldn't want. I don't want any part of that. 3 years, 140 for a 40-year-old guy. Yeah. I would not. I would not be in the market for that.
Ageism.
What do you mean ageism?
So that's $47 million a year.
Mm. Yeah, that's 3 years. He's not getting that. Although the Mets can be pretty desperate. The
Yankees will give it to him,
and they're a hedge fund guy. Well, the Yankees, it all hinges on whether they can re-sign Judge.
No, he's not going anywhere.
I might go to the Giants.
No. There's no way. You realize how much those Yankee fans would riot if they don't bring him back?
Yeah, they wouldn't. Everybody says that every year. Nobody cares. ever rioted over a free agent leaving.
Well, you know
I would say
in the history of sports.
The money will be better elsewhere. I think you'll get better offers elsewhere than the Yankees give him.
Yeah, and in terms of Justin Verlander, I don't think anybody gives him 3 years, $47 million a year.
I don't either.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. All right, so Bills-Lions, Christmas Day, great game, went right down to the wire. and there was a tornado warning that went on.
Oh, I'm so glad you're bringing this up.
In Houston.
Okay.
And the tornado warning interrupted the end of the game. The weather forecaster was on the air explaining that there was exceptionally heavy rainfall closing in on the city, 1 to 2 inches of rain, and tornado warnings in effect. So the KHOU meteorologist Tim Pendages cut into the broadcast of the game to inform viewers about the severe weather, and they ended up missing the end of the football game. John, you've been in this spot or seen this situation come up.
Every station I've ever worked at. Weather people take themselves so friggin' seriously. Just get over yourselves. Hey, Tim, I understand that you think you're the most important person in the world and you have to hijack the television station and screw everybody out seeing the end of the football game. But you can do your job without taking the football game off the air. Mace, this is not rocket science.
Can I just interrupt and say, this probably isn't Tim the meteorologist making this call.
100% it is.
Do you believe the meteorologist is like pulling the plug in the
game? I've been there.
And go, seriously?
Yeah. These meteorologists walk into the room and it's like they're, Michael, who was that?
Alexander Haig.
Yeah, Alexander Haig.
I'm in charge here.
Yeah. Because they are told from the minute they get their seal, their meteorological seal,
yep,
that the most important thing you do in your life is prepare people for severe weather. If there's severe weather in your area, you have to go on the air immediately and warn people so they can be safe. And there's nothing more important. No football game, no golf tournament, blah, blah, blah.
Well, if a tornado's coming, it's not kind of important.
Stay with me here.
In fairness to Tim, the guy Tim, it is a legal responsibility, according to the Federal Communications Commission, that you're supposed to alert viewers of something impending, like a tornado.
Right. So this is what you do. You get Tim, and I'll even give Tim this. Tim, if you want to take the big part of the screen, go ahead, but leave the football game on in a little part of the screen. You know,
you really believe Tim has control? Tim, the meteorologist, is doing this.
You don't think
there's a producer, a station manager, anybody?
Well, first of all, it happened on Thanksgiving Day. The station manager is nowhere near that place. All right, you've got the B team working on Thanksgiving because nobody wants to work on holidays.
Tim is the B team meteorologist, yeah. Well, and he's pulling the plug on the game.
Trust me when I say this, Tim is his ratings and his popularity in that market
so
are going to take a hit, because here's what he could have done. He could have put a crawl on the bottom of the screen.
No, you've got to have a bigger announcement for a tornado warning.
All right,
like
how about
when
this?
I lived in Ohio, gigantic sirens went off when there was a tornado.
Okay, go ahead and use your sirens. Go ahead and use a giant beep. Turn the football audio off and say, "This is Tim, the meteorologist. Get down. Get down. Go to the basement. There is a tornado. Warning. Warning. Tornado." But then I can still watch Josh Allen hit Stephon Diggs over the middle to
win
the game.
While the tornado's hitting your house?
No. The tornado. Is that not going to tell me that I need to be prepared? What's the difference between that and Tim taking the whole screen with a map saying, "Look, it's a tornado right here"?
I would like to stand up for Tim, the meteorologist.
Okay, go. Please do, because if they would have done this at the end of the USC game or the end of the Ram game, you would have lost your what.
I think you're misplacing the blame on Tim.
Tim is to blame. He's the one who jumped
in. Tim walked in and said, "I don't want a split screen. I don't want to crawl. I want a full screen."
Tim, you know what Tim did?
What?
He walked in and he said, "Do it live!
Do it live!
I'll do it live and I'll do it right now."
He's got a responsibility to the public, Ireland.
You would take
Do it live!
Do it live! Yeah. You would take the football game off the air with 30 seconds to go.
If they told me an F5 or F4 was imminent, I wouldn't care about no football game, would you?
Yeah, I would, because Houston's a very big town, and the tornado is not going to wipe out the entire region.
That's true. All right?
Tornado warning in Fair Oaks. Please be alert. And then if you feel like the crawl, like Mason said, is not enough, pop in on split screen and take the sound down from the football. But don't take the football game off. That was one of the best ends to a game all year. And 90% of your viewing area isn't affected by the information that you're providing. There are ways to take care of both audiences.
So you're saying football's more important than life.
Yes. Football is life.
Football is life.
Danny Rojas.
Football is life.
Yeah.
Football is life.
Yeah. You don't need to take the full screen and take the game off the air. There, you could have put it up. When OJ hijacked the Bronco during the NBA Finals, they went split screen.
Yeah.
They didn't say
actually, didn't they go corner screen?
Yeah. You could have gone corner screen here.
But he only killed two people. A tornado killed 100.
No one has died from a tornado. Did the tornado even hit?
We don't know. Tim has not given us any updates. Maybe he will break into programming soon and let us know.
Yeah, well, hopefully he uses this siren and a big crawl and he says, dive, get down into the basement.
Well, what if you're watching?
He leaves part of the screen for the football game. Come on,
what
Tim.
What if you're watching a Super Bowl and an earthquake hits LA? Do you want to take that off?
You will. I think you can put it in the corner. Wait a minute. Seriously? You would take the Super Bowl off to warn people that an earthquake was coming?
No, that an earthquake happened.
It's happening like a 7-point something.
Wouldn't I have felt that?
First of all, if it was a 7-point something, we would not have TV. We wouldn't have power and we wouldn't have TV.
Well, it all
anywhere.
Depends on where it hits.
Pretty much wouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No, I thought that was a severe overreaction by Tim, the meteorologist.
Oh, Tim.
Tim, how could you?
I stuck up for you, Tim.
If Dallas rains or is Fritz Coleman still around?
Yeah, we should bring
around?
Him on. Call Tim. Call Tim.
Yeah, I'm sure Tim can't wait to bring more light to this mistake he made.
Get Tim the meteorologist on the show. Bergman.
All right. Oh, no, I can play Tim the meteorologist. What do you want to know? I'll be Tim. You interview me.
Okay. All right. So, Tim, what were the weather conditions that forced you to interrupt the game?
I know that there are a lot of sports fans in our audience and a lot of people watching the game on Thanksgiving, but I'm sorry. It is my job that nothing takes precedent over the safety of our viewers, and that's why I broke into the football game and covered it up.
So you personally broke into it? I did. Your boss saying break in. It wasn't.
My boss was three martinis in. It was Thanksgiving Day.
So
I, as the lead meteorologist, have a responsibility to go on the air immediately when there is severe weather.
So
and nothing is more
switch.
Important than that.
Tim, you threw the switch.
I did. I have I have a switch on my belt. It's like a bat utility belt, and I could do it right now. I could take KHOU off the air and go on to announce severe weather, which is what I did on Thanksgiving.
Did the tornado touch down anywhere, Tim?
No, but it could have, and that's why I had to be
how
safe.
How many people were in danger if it did touch down?
Thousands.
There you go. See, there you go. Mace, that's a good explanation.
Were you following the game?
What game?
You were working. You were looking at
the
weather.
That's the full answer. The full answer.
Game. All right, you're talking about a game. I'm saving lives. I'm Tim the Lifesaver. Yeah. No one is more important than me.
Coming up next is Bobcat. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so I went to the chiropractor on Saturday for the first time ever.
Backracker.
That's a big step.
Yeah, it was. My back was really, really in a lot of pain. It was fine. Not sure if it did much, but it cost a lot. So
what it cost?
It was like $120.
Okay.
Which was more than I wanted to pay for that.
Yeah.
But to probably never see him again. What was odd was the guy asked me to hand him my phone to take a picture of my heels to show my alignment was off.
Okay.
And then he put my phone on a table away from me. I was face down on the table and couldn't see my phone the rest of the appointment. It was all I could think about the entire time. I didn't know what
this guy stealing my phone.
Yeah, like I just didn't know like what he was doing. I kept like looking up to see if he was kind of like going towards my phone. Am I weird for thinking about my phone being away from me, or was that just weird by the guy to not hand me my phone back?
Why? What didn't you want him to see?
Well,
I don't care.
So you're face down. The phone is on a table. You really can't live without your phone in your hand?
No, it's more so of like it was open so that he could see it. I didn't know if he was going to go in and like find stuff.
Does he know your passcode?
No, it was opened. It had to be open
now,
to take the picture.
Now, did you open the camera for him or did he go and touch the actual camera app himself so he was actually like in your phone?
So it was a blank screen, but then so he touched the camera app to open just the camera. But then he said, can you open it up so I can show you something? And I opened it up. And then he took the phone away, and I don't know what happened after that.
I think this was a highly advanced plot to steal all of your personal data.
Oh, I think your identity is stolen.
Well, he probably had
It could be, right? Am I
check
wrong?
Check your bank account.
Oh, yeah, check your credit cards.
How long did he leave you on the table to go look at your phone? Because wasn't he like...
Well, I don't know if he looked at my... I mean, look, he put it on a table away from me. He kept walking over. He left the room multiple times.
Oh.
Is there anything incriminating on your phone?
No, but like all my, I have apps and I have my credit card information and I have my
Maybe he thinks you had a nice backside and so he texted the pictures of you to himself
my heels.
From your phone. Maybe so he has feet? A heel fetish and so he texted pictures of your heels from your phone to his.
Never know, foot fetish. Yeah.
It sounds like this, by the way, this sounds like a magazine article. Chiropractor with a heel fetish.
Dare penthouse.
Am I weird for thinking that like it's weird?
Yes.
Yes, I can't imagine weird. Why a chiropractor would want to.
But
go
this is
your
directly
phone.
Related to your age, because if you took my phone,
pictures.
No, if you took my phone or Michael's phone, we wouldn't care.
Yeah,
we can live without it.
I would be worried without my phone.
You took Mason's phone, it'd be a big deal. If you took Billy Mack's phone, he would literally die. Okay, it'd be the end.
Well,
of
he
it.
Has good reason to die.
I'm not looking for pictures or contacts or anything like that. I'm thinking more of like my bank app and my credit card apps and things like that.
Yeah, I just don't think this is a logical scam for a chiropractor to use.
And nor do I think it's a good waste of stress by you. Like that's what you're going to worry about.
Maybe that's why my back's all messed up.
Can't
stress.
Like you can't open a pistachio nut. That's cause for worry.
Well, that is cause
but,
for worry.
But, a guy got your phone for 20 minutes? No, forget it.
So, do we have time for a quick chiropractor story? So, I went to the back cracker for the first time last week. Apparently, there's a rash of this. I think Clinton went to a back cracker.
Okay.
So,
can't call him that.
Is that
can't
a,
call
why,
him what?
Is it insulting?
The C word.
Cracker?
Oh, my God.
Well, he's a white guy.
Back Michael.
Cracker. He's like cracking.
Come on.
Or a quack. What do you call him, John? A quack?
Quack.
A quack. Yeah. Back quacker.
All right. So, did you have a good experience or a bad experience?
Bad experience. It did not help my back at all. And somehow, he put these little vials of stuff on my belly button and pulled my arm. And at the end of it, he said, you're lactose intolerant. I came here to get my back cracked. I don't know how you know I'm lactose intolerant. That sounds like the most BS diagnosed. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Oh.
How would this guy know from cracking my back that I'm lactose intolerant? It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe from the calcium built up in your bones or something?
Oh, Michael, this is hocus pocus. This is.
I've been going to a chiropractor since I was in eighth grade.
Ever tell you you were lactose intolerant?
No, but they have helped me a lot. I was a high jumper, and I wouldn't have been able to continue on without them. So
what's your PB?
I fully 5'7".
Ooh,
as tall as me.
You were good. What
That's
what,
good.
What grade was that?
That was my junior year of high school.
All right.
So, Amanda, you believe in chiropractors?
Yes, I do.
See, but do they actually fix anything, or are they just kind of
they fix
help it?
My neck, I had no curve in my neck when I was younger, and they put the curve in my neck.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most after we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago, Mace, three or four people have walked up to me and said that they swear by chiropractors.
Oh, yeah, they worse. I just don't want nobody touching me.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, that
yours
a problem,
is different.
Man.
That's a little bit different.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I won't go back to this chiropractor because he somehow cracked my back and decided
what
I was
the so vial if I he put you, in your belly button.
If I bought you a massage for Christmas, you wouldn't use it.
No, can't stand that.
Oh,
stuff.
Michael,
it's
of
nasty.
Course.
Wow,
Amanda, the vial had alkaline water in it, and
he put it in your belly button.
He put it on my belly button. Then he
what type
had
of
the
a
whole
freak
thing?
Show?
Yeah,
chiropractor.
I don't know. Yeah,
was this guy located inside West Hollywood? Was he at the Abbey?
Hold your arm up, and I'll see if I can push it down. It was like that old power balance bracelet.
This is not a chiropractor. I don't know what
this is.
This is
a witch doctor.
He said, "I
where did you find this guy?
I think Robert Kraft.
If your next answer is you found him on Yelp, then I strongly question.
No, it was applied kinesiology is what the guy claimed. And I walked out of there thinking that is the biggest
I was a kinesiology minor, and I can tell you that that sounds
that
a little
funky. That is not applied kinesiology.
Well, I won't be back. He keeps texting me. Stop texting me. What's the proper protocol?
He keeps texting you?
Ghost them.
Yes.
Were you happy after it was over?
No.
This guy doesn't want to fix your back. He wants to fix something lower. Bergman,
on that note,
what do you got?
On that note, all right. So, I went to dinner last week with a friend, and at the end of the meal, I went to the bathroom. And I walked back,
Your friend took your phone and was looking at all your pictures. Right?
I mean, could have. I don't know. I left it there. Three girls started laughing. I said to my friend, I think they're laughing at me, and I don't really know why. And she said, no way, that it's all in your head. But when we left, she said, yes, they are definitely laughing at you.
Why?
I don't know the answer to that, but this is more of like a John question, what you would do in this situation. Should I have confronted them, asking them what was funny, or should I just let it go?
No. Well, how do you know they're laughing at you?
Oh, no, they were.
You sound paranoid, Greg, about everything.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a chiropractor. I think you need a therapist.
Yeah. Now, Greg, let me tell you, based on the two stories you've told so far, it would not bother me if my doctor had my phone for half an hour. And if I knew two people were talking, I mean, like, because Michael and I get recognized sometimes, I assume that they're going to be saying stuff about us. I don't care. Sure.
Right, I know. That's the question. Like, would you, if there's just people just laughing and like kind of like not pointing, but laughing at you?
What were they laughing at? Were you walking funny or something?
Possibly. Like, I have no idea.
Toilet paper on your foot?
You're a good-looking guy. What would they be laughing at?
I don't know.
Maybe they were auditioning to be the heiress in your life.
I question whether or not they were actually even laughing at you. I think people tend to think things are about them when they're not even about them.
Yeah, no, my friend said the same thing, and then when we walked out, she said, yes, they were 100%
Could you overhear what they were talking about? Were they close enough?
No.
No? Were they, like, whispering at each other when they looked at you?
Yeah, they whispered, and then they, like, bent over laughing. It was weird. I don't know what was going on. It was very odd. It was a very odd situation.
I don't know. Amanda, do girls do that? Laugh at a guy as he walks by and as they check him out?
Well, I think it's checking out. I'll tell you this. A lot of times what happens, and this is a female thing, females are very judgmental, so maybe they were laughing at something regarding, you know, you and the woman you were with. Like, a lot of times we go, oh, what is he doing with her? Or, what is she doing with him?
Were you dressed like a geek?
No, I was just dressed normal.
What would Amanda say if she was sitting next to Jimmy Goldstein on a date?
Oh, she'd love that.
What is he doing with her?
That's right. Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Bert?
Bobcat.
Okay, what you got, Jorge?
All right, so I send you guys a video, and this is surfacing the internet or whatever, and it's Lionel Messi supposedly kicking a jersey from Mexico after that, you know, defeat over the weekend.
Right, yeah, Argentina beat
Mexico. Yeah, so Canelo came out, you know, saying that it's disrespectful, this and this. After watching that video, do you guys believe Lionel Messi kicked that jersey on purpose?
Yeah, yes. But
let me see it, Ireland.
You know, the victors go the spoils, right? I mean, big deal. He kicked a jersey. Who
cares?
He
was taking off his boot, and he said he kicked the. Yeah, he kicked it by accident. He didn't do that.
He wasn't totally even looking. Kicked it by accident. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, I know Canelo said he's gonna if he ever sees him. He's going to throw down against Little Messi.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a totally incidental kick of the jersey. He's not actually drop kicking it.
No. Yeah, I think this is a reach, Jorge.
This is a big overreaction.
Jorge, you're Mexican-American. What do you think?
No, it is an overreaction, and I've been lucky enough to work with the Argentina team, and I've been with these players. I've met some of these guys. They have no they mean no disrespect.
Yeah, Messi wouldn't do that.
It's just look, you've been in locker rooms.
Yeah.
Where do you guys put the jerseys
out? Put them in the middle of the floor because they're dirty and sweaty, so and they're going to wash them. So yeah, he didn't see. He was looking up as he was taking his shoe off anyway. He wasn't looking at the jersey.
Yeah, he wasn't even looking at it. Yeah, this is much ado about none.
Yeah, Canelo just looking for his next opponent, easy opponent.
A fight in December?
He'll fight anybody. He'll fight anybody except David Benavidez. Even Messi.
Bobcat.
All right, so I'm going to try one more story, see how it works out. I started watching White Lotus last week, and it is fantastic. I don't know if any of you watch it. It's really, really good.
It's great.
I'll cut up minus Sunday's episode, but I've noticed more and more of the beginning of every episode of all things HBO. It's every HBO show. It says, stay tuned for a deeper look into the episode.
Yes.
I've never had any urge to watch that, never watched it once in my life. Do any of you actually watch those, and who do you think actually does watch those?
Well, if I like the show, I watch them.
See, I never watch it. I never want to know what's going on behind the scenes. Like, I don't want to know who that actor is as a person. As opposed to what their character is. It kind of screws up the mystery for me.
No, that's not true. You like The Last Dance. That was behind the scenes.
Yeah, that was behind the scenes. Well, how's that different? It was behind the scenes.
Yeah, showing you what Michael Jordan and Pippen, those guys, were really like.
But they're not playing characters. Michael Jordan's Michael Jordan. Scottie Pippen. These people are, like, for example, I only found out after the first season that on Succession, Shiv was like Australian and Tom was British, and I didn't know any of that stuff. And I'm glad I didn't know, because I would have been looking for the accent, all that kind of stuff. I never watched the special. John, you're a big added content guy.
Yeah, all the time. Matter of fact, when I used to watch movies on DVD, I would always buy the DVDs that had the director's commentary. So I could go back and watch it and so they could explain how they did what they did.
The commentary while the movie's going on.
Yeah, well, you get a choice. You can watch the movie. What I used to do is watch the movie and then watch it again with the director commentary, and they'll tell you how they did everything. I'm fascinated by process. Always have been. So I'm that. It's for guys like me that want to know how you did it.
So like if you're watching Sopranos, you would watch.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Yeah. Tomorrow night on ABC.
Yeah, I know. I was going to bring this up.
They are going to do basically a 20-year look back at Love Actually, and they're going to interview all the actors and how they got it done. I'm all in. I want to hear what they think of it. I want to hear what they liked, what they didn't like. I would imagine other people that like the movie you're going to watch, but maybe some people like Mace. You don't want to know what?
Now it's an old movie, so right. Yeah, it's okay to see behind the scenes now, but because it's 20 years old. The Love Actually, the weird thing about that special is, my understanding is not everybody that's in the cast thinks the movie is all that.
Right. And when they I watched the director's cut of that when it came out. If they would have left the original scenes in that they shot, the movie would have been 4 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So they literally had a whole nother movie that they could have released, but they didn't because they thought they nailed it on the first one. So that's why it's such a beloved movie.
Yeah, that's on tomorrow night on ABC.
Right.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah, did you watch Spirited while you were laid up there?
Greg, I've downloaded Spirited. It's on my iPad. I'm watching
okay,
it.
Spirited is on the list. I got caught up a little bit in The Crown, which is another show that I really like. But Spirited, I will definitely watch.
Something
it was
like
fantastic.
So, Greg, something so unacceptable happened on Michael and I's flight home the other day that we were aghast. I wish this upon... Not my worst enemy. You know what it was?
What?
No internet.
3 hours. No
wow.
internet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like the awful. Commoners.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare they?
Jeez.
No
Searage.
Internet.
How are you here right now?
I know. Yeah. I don't know how to survive.
How did you survive with
the
internet?
We were appalled.
I tried to fall asleep for 3 hours. It's just,
do you always have internet on the...
Yeah.
Until this flight on Saturday.
See,
yeah. Saturday, yeah.
I don't get internet on my flights.
Yeah, not only do we get it for free.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
But this plane had no... It didn't have the technical capability to have internet.
Yeah.
Which was brutal.
I feel for you. My heart goes out.
Felt like I was
thoughts and prayers.
So out of touch with the world.
Bobcat.
All right, I'll do it.
All right. Coming up next for you. I meant to mention this. The Saudis are getting a special gift package after defeating Argentina over
the
weekend.
Yeah, this made me
want
to move to Saudi Arabia.
Can we guess
I've
what
never
it is? Oh, you know what it is?
Before. Yeah.
Yeah, no, John definitely knows what it is.
Yeah, all right, well, so we'll get into that coming
up. I'll try
up.
To guess what it is. Okay. Give me three guesses.
All right.
Okay, I'll give you three guesses coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.